Hello everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omolola Ikeaida. I hope that you guys have had an amazing 2020 so far. Happy New Year, officially. Happy New Year. And I guess Merry Christmas in great areas, because it's been so many weeks, almost a month now, that Christmas has happened. But yeah, here is my Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. I have been away for quite a while. I believe the last episode of the podcast was released in March of 2019, and this is January of 2020. Quite a lot has happened in my personal life since then. A lot of testimonies, new milestones, and just good things, and glory to God. Maybe I'll share a testimony as time goes on, I don't know yet, but we're going to make this podcast brief, and it's been a long time coming. I did put up a post, I believe not last week, but maybe the weekend before, that a podcast was going to come up, but again, I was slacking. So I need your prayers, guys. I really, really do need to be consistent in putting out these podcasts this year, encouraging everybody and also encouraging myself in this journey. And best believe that the encouragement is first for me before it is for anyone else. And I'm blessed and I am honored to be able to share, or be in that position where I have something to share, or I've learned something that I want to share with you guys. So before we go into today's podcast, let's say a quick prayer. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace that has kept us all these years, even to see the end of a decade and to see the beginning of a new one. We say, be thou glorified in Jesus' name. We ask for your presence and we ask for your spirit, that as we dive into your word today, that Lord, you give us new understanding, that even though these may be words that we have seen over and over in the past, that Lord, you give us a new vision, give us a new understanding of this word that we're about to share with each other today. And Lord, I pray that anyone who is in any situation that needs these words right now, Lord, I pray that you bring this word, so God, even to their hearing. And Lord, you help them, oh God, even to take it, to assimilate it, and to run with it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So yeah, today's podcast, I don't really have a title for it. It's from the book of Romans chapter 8. It was just really a verse in that scripture that jumped out to me when I was studying, I would say about a few weeks ago, and I decided that I wanted to share it with you guys. And I just find that it's very, even though it's a passage of scripture that we've gone through, like I'm looking at my Bible right now and I see so many highlights still in that particular chapter of Romans, and it's, I know that it's one that we refer to quite a lot. I am going to be reading a couple of verses. We'll take that as our text, and then we'll have just a few verses to be our memory verse, or sort of the cardinal verses for this particular podcast. And we'll be reading from two different versions. We'll read from the New King James Version first, and then we'll also read the verses in the easy to read version of the Bible. So if you have your Bible, your paper Bible, and your phone, if you want to open both versions side by side as I'm doing right now, please feel free and join in. So we're going to read Romans chapter 8, and we're going to read from verses 18 all the way to, I believe it's verse 30. And it says, this is a New King James Version, by the way. It says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still have hope? For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. Amen. Now I'm going to read those same very verses from the easy to read version of the Bible, and then I'm going to point out the scripture that I've been talking about that sort of jumped out to me out of these verses. So we're going to Romans 8 chapter 18 and we're reading till 30. It says, "We have sufferings for now, but these are nothing compared to the great glory that will be given to us. Everything that God made is waiting with excitement for the time when he will show the world who his children are. The whole world wants very much for that to happen. Everything God made was allowed to become like something that cannot fulfill its purpose. That was not its choice, but God made it happen with this hope in view, that the creation will be made free from ruin, that everything God made would have the same freedom and glory that belonged to God's children. We know that everything God made has been waiting until now in pain, like a woman ready to give birth to a child. Not only the world, but we also have been waiting with pain inside us. We have the spirit of the first parts of God's promise. So we are waiting for God to finish making us his own children. I mean, we are waiting for our bodies to be made free. We were saved to have this hope. If we can see what we are waiting for, that is not really hope. People don't hope for something they already have, but we are hoping for something we do not have yet. And we are waiting for it patiently. Also, the Spirit helps us. We are very weak, but the Spirit helps us with our weaknesses. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself speaks to God for us. He begs God for us, speaking to him with feelings too deep for words. God already knows our deepest thoughts, and he understands what the Spirit is saying, because the Spirit speaks for his people in the way that God agrees with, and the way that agrees with what God wants. We know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him. These are the people God chose because that was his plan. God knew them before he made the world, and he decided that they will be like his son. Then Jesus will be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. God planned for them to be like his son. He chose them and made them right with him. And after he made them right, he he gave them his glory. Praise God. So now the verses I would say that jumped out to me when I read this passage of scripture in Romans 8 was particularly verses 20 all the way to 21. So just those two verses actually. And it's amazing because I never really looked at those verses in that light, and it never really occurred to me or made sense to me in the way that it did. And I'll read it from the easy to read version because that's the version that I read that pointed it out to me in the particular way I want to relate to you. It says, everything God made was allowed to become like something that cannot fulfill its purpose. That was not its choice, but God made it happen with this hope in view, that creation will be made free from ruin, that everything God made would have the same freedom and glory that belongs to God's children. Now, what in particular jumped out to me in these two verses, the fact that it says in verse 20, that everything God made was allowed. That word allowed, like, it says basically we were given the permission to seem to the world as though we're something that cannot fulfill its purpose. So when you're in that point in your life where you have a dream, you have a purpose, you know what your purpose is, and the current situations, the current circumstances in your life doesn't seem like you can fulfill that purpose, it's not your fault. It's not by choice that you chose to be in those situations despite your dreams and aspirations. It is, you're only in that situation because God allowed you to be in that situation, and he allowed you to be in that situation with a particular hope in view, and that hope is what verse 21 talks about. And it's saying that the creation will be free from ruin. So even though you may be in a situation where you feel like you cannot fulfill your purpose, you cannot attain your dreams, you cannot reach those heights that you believe that God has set for you, God allowed you to feel that way and to be in this particular situation you are right now because he wants his glory to show forth through you. And you have that confidence that says you are made free from ruin in verse 21. It says that the creation will be made free from ruin. So no matter how confusing or how difficult or how blurry or how tight the situation may look or impossible the situation may look right now, you have to be confident in the fact that God actually allowed you to be in that situation, and it is for a greater good. And if you look at another encouraging part of the verses that we read, will be verse 28. It says that, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So as long as you are called according to God's purpose for your life, as long as you are sure and you're walking in God's purpose for your life, even though things may not line up, you should know that everything is working out for your good. I know that this is something that we've heard over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's been overly emphasized. But for some reason, when I read this, I got a new reassurance, I got a new peace, and I got a new perspective. And I thought that I would share with you guys because I believe that there's someone else out there who maybe just needs a reminder, a different perspective, a different outlook. Or maybe even in the past you've been encouraged by this word and you've known somewhere in your heart that all things work together for my good. But really, really all you need at this moment, at the beginning of this year, is to know that although you look like something that cannot fulfill your purpose, it's not your choice. God made it happen with a certain hope in view. And I hope that this word today has blessed you. I hope that you're able to meditate on it and you're able to get your own revelation of this word. and you're able to run with it throughout the whole of 2020. That no matter what comes your way, you will know that it's not for your ruin, but all things are eventually going to work out for your good. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, because your word is life. Thank you because your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Thank you, Lord God, because in your word we find comfort. In your word we find strength. And your word empowers us. Thank you, Lord God, for breathing your spirit upon your word, that it can be alive and meaningful and work in our hearts and through us. Father God, we pray that you let this word sink in deep. Let it take deep root in us. And help us, oh God, even to run with this vision, to run with this word, to approach every situation that we come across this year with this kind of attitude, knowing that no matter what comes my way, all things are working out for my good. And God has allowed me to be in every season and every phase of my life for the greater good, for his glory to be shown forth to the world to see. Father God, I pray that to every listener today, that you give them peace, you give them strength, you give them grace, and you give them hope, oh God, all that they require to move on, to carry on, to face this new decade, to approach this new year with so much strength and so much confidence and so much trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening in on today's episode of Voice of Unwavering Confidence. It feels good to be back and to be able to share with you guys. I am looking forward to the next time I'm able to share again, and I hope you've been blessed. Have an amazing day. Bye.